You know, it wasn't always so peaceable and friendly like it is around here now. Sometimes it got pretty darn rough and rowdy, even downright dangerous. Here's my buddy John Witrowski. He's got some real-life stories about some of the, well, shadier characters from the old days.
The area encompassed by the Paul Bunyan Scenic Byway was once a northern frontier, complete with bootleggers, speakeasies, fistfights, and gamblers. The towns located on the Paul Bunyan Scenic Byway are steeped in excitement, danger, and intrigue. Stories of rough-and-ready lumberjacks, gangsters, and unsolved murders are part and parcel of their collective histories. One of the great unsolved mystery murders that occurred was that of Pine River's founder, George Barclay. George was a Civil War vet, and after the war between the states, he headed north to find his fortune. He'd heard about a new railroad that was being built in the North Country to ferry out the huge abundance of saw logs being cut in this part of Minnesota. In 1873, George decided to build a trading post called Barclay's Ranch alongside the rails that were being laid to the north. Barclay first built Barclay's Trading Post, an assembly of log buildings and livestock holding pens. He traded goods with both the white and Indian people who traveled through the Pine River area and became quite wealthy for a time. The story goes that George was sort of a rebel-rouser, and he invested his money on building not only his trading post, but also a large two-story hotel restaurant that sat alongside the railroad tracks. Some called it Barclay's White Elephant, but George was determined to make money, and for a time the hotel flourished. The late 1800s were wild and woolly around Pine River. Men looking for work and not finding it hung around Barclay's Hotel, where it was not uncommon for fistfights and shootings to take place any time. George Barclay wanted to have the Cass County seat moved to Pine River, but was rebuffed by lumber barons in the northern part of the county, where they had named Walker as county seat. Barclay made several unsuccessful efforts to have the county seat moved to Pine River. On October 29, 1898, George Barclay was shot and killed while sitting inside the restaurant of his own Barclay Hotel. Two men were indicted for the murder, but one was never brought to trial and the other was acquitted. The murder remains unsolved to this day. Theories abound as to why anyone would do away with Pine River's founder. Some say it was because his effort to get the county seat moved. Some say George's wife may have had a hand in the murder. To date, the case is still open at the Minnesota Crime Bureau. Many of the communities along the Paul Bunyan Scenic Byway experienced similar wild, wild frontier episodes during their development. Chicago gangsters frequented the area, and a number of bank holdups occurred during the 1920s and 1930s. Well-known crime figures could be seen sipping drinks at Captain Billy Fawcett's Breezy Point Resort or at Manhattan Beach. Many of the resorts of that time report having underworld figures as guests. Some of the gangsters even were said to have shot ducks with submachine guns. It was not uncommon to have bullet holes in the walls of resort cabins during that time. Bootleggers left jars of illegal moonshine sitting at the base of trees along lonely country roads. One local roadway still carries the name Old Whiskey Road, leading one to believe that someone once used it as a drop-off point. As you travel the roadways of the Paul Bunyan Scenic Byway, imagine meeting George Barclay's murderers heading for the woods, or meeting a large black limousine with dark figures clutching machine guns in the back seat, or finding a quart of moonshine sitting at the base of a large white pine tree. All of this happened right here where you are now. It's part and parcel of the lore and legacy of the Paul Bunyan Scenic Byway.
Yes, sirree, Bob, Old Whiskey Road. I remember those days. And then some of them are a little fuzzy, if you know what I mean.